Let us pray. Let us begin with a prayer of thanksgiving and gratitude. We thank you, Lord, as we come to you this morning with open hearts and minds ready to listen to you in prayer. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this blessed time that we can set aside, so we can set aside the conversations that we replay in our heads about jobs not yet finished, expectations not met, and life many big or small challenges that we are still dealing with. We are sometimes driven to solve tomorrow's problems, today filling our lives with some anxiety. Thank you for this time, O Lord, when we can pause, restore, refuel with your grace and peace. Help us to replace anxiety of what might happen tomorrow with the joy of the moment. Replace inertia with purpose and fear with courage. We thank you for this time when we can celebrate the peace of the Lord being with us. We give thanks because you're always here to walk with us, as you did with the disciples when they too were confused. We give thanks that we are given the gift of Jesus. We give thanks for your guidance and help to actively look for Jesus in everyday moments, in the work we do, perhaps, in the hobbies we pursue, in the quiet moments of our lives. For this we thank you, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord, for opening our eyes as you did those of the disciples, so we too welcome and see you and celebrate the gifts and graces of those who are different from us. We thank you, O Lord, for the good news in the scriptures, which restores our hope. Give us the inspiration, O Lord, to share our personal experience of God's grace in our everyday interactions with others. Thank you, O Lord, for getting us through each day, for the lessons, for the wins, big and small, for the strength we can harness because we have you in our corner. We give you thanks for the assurance that even in our imperfect moments, you are there with us and for us. We give thanks and pray for Saha and Saul as they respond to God's calling to follow Christ. Be with them, O Lord. Empower them with the Holy Spirit as they are received into our church, your church. Holy Spirit, empower us to the congregation as we walk with them, learning with them, walking as traveling companions with them in their new journey of faith. We pray for peace and healing of the world, for the world at large. We pray that world leaders practice wisdom and compassion and unity instead of division, fostering a spirit of peace and reconciliation across the world. Let's pray too for the vulnerable in our midst, the underprivileged, the unemployed, the underemployed, the homeless, the marginalized, and those of us suffering from loneliness, anxiety, fear, illness, and loss. O Lord, give us the courage to feel secure in the knowledge that you are there, walking with us as our traveling companion. Let us now say the prayer our Lord taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from every evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.